You have just smelt essence of patchouli. Patchouli had a bad reputation for a long time. Too strong, too dirty, too animalic, people murmured. If the demi-mondaine of the Second Empire were nicknamed cocotte, derived from the French verb cocotte, to stink, it is because the cashmere shawls covering their frail shoulders had been wrapped in patchouli leaves, an effective moth repellent, to survive the sea voyage from India. The organic, camphory odour of patchouli was too much for delicate noses. In the 20th century, hippies and their patchouli-based perfumes tarnished its image for good. Although it has always been at the heart of the legendary Chypre Accord, found in Mutsuko by Guerlain, and Aromatics Elixir by Clinique, it was for years an unpopular ingredient that was hidden and unmentioned. It took an ode to its somber beauty with Patchouli by Reminiscence in 1970, and the immense success of Thierry Mugler's Angel for it to return to favour. A favourite of perfumers who draw on its beautiful, woody, earthy smell, the smell of life, of living earth.